Morning, I am Joy Williams from Environmental Health Coalition. We are a 28-year-old nonprofit environmental justice organization that works in San Diego and Tijuana. And today I'll be presenting on our work on land use planning and clean ports here in the Barrio Logan community of San Diego. Make sure I know how to work everything here. As far as a self-introduction, I am the research director at Environmental Health Coalition, and I have been in that position for several years. I've been on staff since 1987. And I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, I thought I should give you a map to get you oriented. Unlike this hotel, which seemed pretty confusing, I thought you might like to know where you are. Environmental Health Coalition works in three low-income communities of color on the U.S. side of the border, and we also work in communities in the city of Tijuana. You can see where those communities are in relationship to the convention center and the airport, where most of you probably came in. Focusing today on Barrio Logan, it's pretty close to where we are here at the convention center. You can see Petco Park in the background. If you've walked along the waterfront, you may have noticed the disconnect between industry and tourism on San Diego's waterfront. And that same fight is occurring over the future of Barrio Logan. Will it remain a working class neighborhood or become gentrified? Condo developments like this one are going up on former industrial sites, and rents are going up faster than in the region as a whole. Barrio Logan is wedged between the port, the shipyards, the Navy, and other waterfront industry and the freeways. The Coronado Bridge runs overhead. In the 1960s, the I-5 freeway dissected the historic Logan community, and then the Coronado Bridge was built over it. Land under the bridge was supposed to have become a police substation, but Chicano activists, led by artists, occupied the land and demanded a park and health clinic instead. Logan Clinic and Chicano Park are the results of that struggle. Later, murals were added depicting the struggle against toxics in the community. So there is a lot of history here. The convention center is just down the road from the major cargo terminal of San Diego, the 10th Avenue Marine Terminal. The Barrio Logan outline is shown in darker blue, and Perkins Elementary School is identified. The port, BNSF, rail yard, Coronado Bridge, and freeway traffic all impact air quality in Barrio Logan. And at the same time, Petco Park and the surrounding area are increasing gentrification pressure. Perkins Elementary School is less than a half a mile from the closest dock and less than a quarter mile from BNSF. Symbolic of the creeping gentrification, it also now has a wine bar across the street. Dole is a major importer at the terminal and one of our few container cargoes. Trucks from Dole go through Barrio Logan to the I-5 or I-15 freeways. This is a major source of the truck traffic that the community has been trying to deal with for many years. The Port of San Diego is considered a niche port, but is very close to the residential community and schools. And at the same time, port-related jobs are estimated at 19,000 jobs, mostly better paying than tourism-related service jobs. In addition to the port-related emission sources, Barrio Logan has a long-standing problem of incompatible land use dating to the 1930s, when the city directed industry towards the neighborhood at a time when restrictive covenants prevented people of color from moving to other neighborhoods. So there was a deliberate targeting of a people of color neighborhood for industry. The community today does have a greater burden of asthma, as indicated by asthma-related hospitalizations for children. And it's consistently above the state standards for particulate matter. The 12th Street air monitoring station is in Barrio Logan. The only other place in San Diego that records higher levels is the Otay Mesa station, which is right at the border where trucks are idling for hours while they're waiting to cross. Sorry, there's those particulate matter information. The housing consists mostly of pre-1940s single-family homes. Many are historic, but the community needs higher density, affordable housing, more park space, and more parking. Over the last 20 years, Environmental Health Coalition and community residents have worked to create a healthy mix of land uses. This is the community's vision for the future, which we're now working to turn into the official Barrio Logan land use plan. This shows the current mix of land uses with industry, the purple blotches, and residential land uses, which are yellow. And as you can see, those are intermixed often on the very same blocks. In contrast, the vision for Barrio Logan separates the industry and residential land uses. To accomplish this, some smaller industries would have to be relocated to industrial zones. This shows one of our success stories. The master plating, chromium plating shop was closed down after air monitoring requested by the community found high levels of hexavalent chromium next door to homes. The vision includes buffer areas to separate residential blocks from freeways and surface streets with truck traffic, including port truck traffic. And the vision builds in buffers from waterfront industry as well. This tail of Barrio Logan is where we think small industries that serve the shipyards could be relocated so that there is a place to go in the community for the smaller industries that serve the shipyards and the port. One strategy for dealing with port truck traffic is to reroute it around the community. And Barrio Logan residents have succeeded in getting bans on trucks over 5 tons from driving through the community on those purple streets. The green dots show the current route of port trucks from the terminal along Harbor Drive up to the I-5 freeway. The community has also won restrictions on truck idling and parking in front of their homes. So they have had some victories. Diesel particulate matter has a wide range of health impacts, but cancer risk is often used as a shorthand way to summarize the public health impacts of diesel. The California Air Resources Board has estimated that diesel particulate from ships contributes about 100 cancers per million to health risk in Barrio Logan. And there's another 50 to 100 cancers per million from the BNSF rail yard. ARB has not modeled the truck diesel from the port, though. We did our own estimate, which is shown here, and that shows up to 130 cancers per million from trucks driving from the terminal to the freeway. And that's even after the rerouting, so they're not going through the community, but around it, still creating quite significant health risk. So as we add that all together, we estimate that about 40% of the total diesel particulate in Barrio Logan and up to 250 cancers per million are the result of port vehicle pollution. And that's the ships, the BNSF rail yard, and the trucks. And the port is continuing to grow at quite a fast rate. At the same time, a proposal that would intensify gentrification pressure is on the November 4th ballot coming up in a week. That proposal would allow private development of the terminal by adding a double deck on top of the existing shipping businesses to be used for a sports stadium or other commercial businesses. It would delete any mention of Barrio Logan planning processes from the port's master plan. And so it's providing an unprecedented threat to the existence of Barrio Logan, but at the same time, it's also providing an opportunity to push for keeping jobs at the terminal and making those clean jobs and reducing the pollution impacts from the port. There's an unprecedented coalition of business, health, community, environmental, labor, and military organizations who are opposing that double deck plan, as well as the entire San Diego congressional delegation. So at this point, the major threats to achieving the Barrio Logan vision are gentrification and port pollution. EHC and the community are now engaged in two broad coalitions to defeat the double deck proposal and to win a strong clean ports plan. So we're putting together our coalition of waterfront industries, the longshoremen, other health organizations such as the Lung Association and the Barrio Logan community in support of what we're calling the preferred plan. in contrast to the Port's own plan, which is a series of you know, fairly weak measures that they've done so far. Our plan would contain concrete goals and timelines, and these are the ones that we're going ahead with at this time. It would include strong enforcement, particularly for the state port trucks rule. It would have a strong focus on worker health, since the workers are on the first line of exposure to diesel from all sources at the port. It would incorporate renewable energy development to offset the impact on the grid from cold ironing of ships. If anyone not familiar with the term cold ironing, it means that the ships come to berth and they plug into shoreside electricity rather than continuing to run their own ship engines while they're loading or unloading, or in the case of hotels, to just be a floating hotel. And it would capture the benefits of green energy development locally. It would include provisions for analysis and mitigation of growth impacts, which currently are not being done at all as the port continues to add on new cargoes. And it would have clear accountability and transparent public participation, and a clear funding plan. So in summary, at this point, the destiny of Barrio Logan and the port are tied up with each other. To keep Barrio Logan as a working class community, to provide affordable housing, to clean up the air, and to keep the port-related jobs, the Clean Ports Plan and the Barrio Logan vision must go hand in hand. So that's my presentation. For any Californians, I do have I do have some of these Environmental Health Coalition voting guides. Sure, up here. I have a few minutes to take questions. There's the CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, which is required for any development which would have an environmental impact, and that would require some health risk assessment. But the way CEQA works, it tends to be after the fact. I mean, by the time you've gotten to the CEQA process, the project's going to happen. You might get it mitigated, but you're not going to get it, not to go forward at all. So there's no separate process that the port has for analyzing the impacts of new cargoes that they're bringing in, for example. Is that your question? Okay. And behind you?
Is there a risk that if we win on these kind of issues, that the shipping will go through Mexico and not to Europe?
Yeah, I think that's something that could happen. So we are trying to, you know, keep an eye on what's happening in Mexico as well. We keep hearing there's a big cargo terminal that's going in at Punta Colonet. It's been on and off a lot. I don't know where it is at this point. But that could happen too.
Yeah. I was just wondering, is the port of San Diego considering implementing anything similar to the Clean Trucks program that has been adopted in the Port of LA, or the Clean Air Action Plan, or any parts of that?
She asked if the Port of San Diego will be implementing a clean trucks program like the ones that LA and Long Beach have. At this point, all we're pushing them for is just to do strong implementation of the state rule. We don't see ourselves having the juice to go beyond that at this point, but you know, we can see where we go with our coalition.
More questions?
There are greenhouse gas provisions for trucks, but for ships, there aren't any yet, are there? Does anybody else have any response to that? I mean, I think, you know, we're all kind of hoping that, economic slowdown will actually, you know, reduce the level of, trade with Asia, and that, you know, we need to start looking at growing and making more of our own stuff and, not, you know, bringing it all here in, ships. So what we're doing, I think, is kind of secondary to the big picture of, you know, changing the, economic structure that's been driving the, globalization and, you know, cross-continent trade.
Last question here.
Does the community's new land use plan maintain industrial land, and if not, like, how are jobs affected?
Yes, the plan does maintain the, waterfront industry as an industry. It would maintain the port in its current location, and you know, the Navy obviously is still staying there. And we are seeing that, one tail of Barrio Logan, which currently is, mixed residential industrial, but really is more industrial, should become exclusively industrial at this point and would be a place that smaller industries could relocate to.
Okay, thank you.